Hi, honey. Well, it's now the 9th of February, and I'm mailing off two big boxes of slides. The first box is some ektachrome slides, and those are from my trip to Japan. And please be very careful with some of these slides because they're some of the prettiest slides I've ever taken. And then the second box is a set of slides I took with my new Nikon camera. Some of them are just sort of not much worth. I was just trying out the camera. There are pictures of various airplanes, but I thought the kids would enjoy them anyway. So I'll start narrating these with the first slide, which is slide 7 of the ektachrome slides. And this is the morning of the day that I left for Japan. It's about 9 o'clock in the morning, and this is the big C-131 jet transport. And you can see the back of the plane open and the few ambulances on the side of the plane that are bringing some of the more seriously ill patients up. The other patients will be brought up in a bus that I'll show you later. This is a close-up view that shows the back of the airplane as it opens up, and then a ramp lowers, and this is where they bring all the patients and all the baggage and stuff in. And you just sit right in amongst all the patients and the baggage. The whole inside of that plane is just hollow. The next slide, which is slide number 9, is taken from the inside of the airplane looking out, showing the ambulance with all the patients on it backing up into the airplane. And you can see all the litters, the stretchers that are lining the wall of the bus that have patients on them. The next one was taken during the flight in the cockpit of the airplane and shows the pilot and co-pilot. Actually, the guy with the white helmet was an inspector from the Air Force who was flying along, and the pilot is actually sitting behind him with the headphones on. The next one shows, I think, the navigator and the instrument panel. And just amazing the number of instruments and switches and dials that they have to look at during their flight. The next slide was taken actually 2 days later, and this is a view of the Imperial Palace. In the background, you can see sort of a Japanese building, and that's part of the old palace. And I guess the sort of newer-looking building with the pillars in front of it is part of the newer offices. And this is where the Emperor of Japan is. Way in the background, through the haze, you can see a real tall tower. And that's the Tokyo Tower. That's the thing that looks just like the Eiffel Tower, but is just a few feet higher. This whole palace grounds are surrounded by a moat, I think primarily for protection. The place is only open 2 days of the year. One time is New Year's Day, and the other time is the Emperor's birthday, so you can't get inside the grounds. But we walked around, and this next picture is one of the prettiest. And boy, if this one jams, well, if the next any of the next four jam, just turn off the machine and don't force it, because I don't want to lose these. This is a picture of one of the buildings. This is just from just outside the gate. This is right across the street from the hotel I took the last picture at, and I walked up to that little guard house to try to get in, and the guy wouldn't let me by. He barred my way, and I couldn't explain to me exactly why or where I could go, or because he spoke absolutely no English. The next slide, which is slide number 14, is just another picture that it was just so pretty, so beautiful out around these grounds. And actually, this was the best part of the whole trip to Japan. This is the part where I just walked around and took some few pictures and just relaxed. This is the morning. I think this is Monday morning. I thought that little bird in the sky is so pretty, and the reflection in the moat around the Emperor's Palace grounds was so pretty. This next scene is right at the entrance. Actually, this apparently is a public entrance to the Emperor's Palace, and they were taking in a group of Japanese people, and I tried to indicate to one of the guards that I'd like to get in there too, and he wasn't about to let me go in. This next slide, number 16, it was taken from a place where there was just loaded with Japanese photographers, and I saw several families, you know, all dressed in their Japanese costumes, who come here to have their picture taken in front of this beautiful scene of the Emperor's Palace. And the next picture I took from where those where that bridge is, and it's number 17. And again, it's just a beautiful shot of this little the moat. This is actually a moat. It's not really a river that comes out. The reflection and the lighting, this is so pretty. And there were a lot of people just standing around watching. And in this moat, there are huge fish, looked about 3 feet long, that were just swimming around, not paying much attention to you. And they were just huge. And not goldfish, but I don't know what kind they were, but they were real long and pretty. The next picture was taken at Yokosuka Naval Base, and I took this for the boys to show them a submarine, which you can barely make out because it's such a miserable day. You know, those pictures that I took at the Imperial Palace were taken on Monday, which was supposedly the hottest day in January that they've had in many years in Japan, and it was certainly a beautiful day. Anyway, that's the end of my Japan pictures, and I just really didn't find anything else to take pictures of, so that's why I just have so few. The next one is a picture of me that was taken just to use up some film so I could send this in and get it developed. And it's really not a very good picture. But, and you know, you're right, you mentioned about my hair doesn't look much longer. Well, it doesn't look much longer here, but believe me, I can just about part it. So it is much longer. The next one is also a picture of me. A little different view. The fellow who was taking the picture says I keep getting the same view taken, so I thought I'd show you the side view. And the last picture that he took is that famous picture that everybody takes and has 15 copies of. It seems to be the first thing that everybody takes, and that is the row between our hooches. And I know you've seen that before, but it's just a picture to use up the last row picture in the roll. And now comes the Nikon pictures, and I think when you project these, you'll see that there's just a special quality about these pictures that you don't have with the other ones. And I really think that there's a tremendous difference in the quality of the pictures. Of course, it's a different kind of film, too. It's Kodachrome. Then the first one is slide number one of the Kodachrome pictures, and that shows one of the hooch maids. Yeah, she has one of these little plastic boxes that they wash our clothes in. And the fellow sitting down is Howard Knoll. He's one of the is a radiologist who came about 3 months ago. He came with only about 7 months left in country. Came from Beaumont, William Beaumont at El Paso. And he's one of the fellows that's meeting his wife in Tokyo. On this flight from El Paso, because she liked El Paso so much, she decided to stay down there. The next slide, slide number two, is a picture of one of the happiest guys here, Paul Balnowski, who, as you can see, is a little bit overweight, but really a funny, nice guy from New Jersey who's had 1 year of general surgery training and has been working as a general surgeon. This is another picture. Number three, showing one of the hooch maids shining the boots. They wash them in water. These are waterproof boots, so they just wash them in water every day, set them out in the sun to dry, and then polish them. But again, it's just a picture to take a picture to see how my new Nikon will work out. This next picture is of one of the very, very pretty flowers that one of the guys planted in front of the his hooch. And I thought it was so pretty that I took a picture of it to send to you all. The next one is another picture of me, and this is a little better picture, and I think you can see that my hair is getting a little long. I'll try to get some close-ups so you can see them. See my hair as it really is. I finally got a haircut for the first time since December the other day. And I've been afraid to go to one of these barbers at the PX, because when you come out from them, your hair is just cut completely off. So I've been having one of the fellas cut it, and it looks sort of shaggy. And I hope when I get to Hong Kong, I can get a real haircut. The next picture is of our hooch maid. That's one. Ours is on the left, and the hooch maid on the right is from one couple of doors down. The reason you see a black rim around this thing is that I took it with my wide-angle lens. Believe it or not, I was standing about a foot from these girls when I took the picture. And because it's a wide-angle lens, it makes them look farther away, but I didn't know you couldn't take a picture with the sunshade on the lens, and that's why it has a circle around it. But it sort of makes an interesting picture anyway. And the next one is taken the same way, only of the same scene as before, just with the wide angle, just to see how the lens worked out. And again, you can see the ring from the lens shade. The next picture is one of the series that I took just to show the boys some of the different helicopters. This is the landing field where they keep all the helicopters. And these are all being repaired or just serviced, you know, cleaned out, made sure the engines run real well. And these are the helicopters that they carry the troops in when they go out into the field. Number 9 is a close-up of one of these helicopters, and you can see the picture of a hornet on the nose, and these are the outfit called the Hornets. And the fellow looking in there is Paul Munson. He's the fellow who's working on this service with me as an orthopedist, who's had just an internship, but has been interested in surgery, and although he was in private practice as a GP, is more and more interested in surgery as the longer he's been there. While we were standing there taking that previous picture, we saw a bunch of guys running across the airfield, and they jumped into one of these ships called a Cobra, and they started to take off. And you see that thing on the what looks like a wing, which is really just a rocket pod carrier. That thing with little holes in it has about 24 rockets in it. And the thing right next to it is a machine gun. It also has a machine gun in the nose. It's sort of an interesting looking helicopter. Anyway, this is the first of a series of pictures, number 10, showing them as they just started the engines up. And then number 11 shows them as they took off and started swinging around. These were taken with my telephoto lens. And then suddenly they stopped and faced me, and this is picture number 12, which is sort of interesting, showing again the rocket pods. And this is right at the airfield at Kuchi here. Then the next slide is slide number 13, and shows the chopper going by. Looks a little blurred because it's moving so fast. You can see the little machine gun in just under the nose of the chopper. Notice how desolate this whole place looks from afar. It's really just flat and totally uninteresting. The next picture, number 14, was again taken with my telephoto lens and is of some kind of observation airplane that I'd really never seen before. And that thing that looks like a torpedo under the wing is really, I think, an auxiliary gas tank. This is a picture taken standing about 5 feet from the plane with a wide-angle lens, and it sort of gives an interesting perspective on the plane. And it just looks so much clearer. You notice they have this runway made out of pieces of steel that they just lay down, and this is called PSP, whatever that stands for. I don't know, but this is what the runway is made out of. And this is just another picture with my wide-angle lens. It's amazing how close you can stand to something and have the picture come out with your wide angle, even though you're standing so close. A because it's just like standing with both eyes open. You see way to the side. The next picture, number 17, is a picture of one of the observation airplanes, and this is similar to the kind of airplane that Dick flies. And of course, they're painted brown to camouflage them, so they're difficult to see from the ground. The next picture is taken end-on, again with my wide angle, and shows me standing in front of one of these big airplanes. These are like the kind they used to use in World War II. And the last picture is of one of the newer airplanes that they have around here, and again shows rocket launchers underneath its wing. And this is a sort of an interesting plane, and it flies real fast, and it can turn corners so rapidly, it's just amazing. It can almost turn at a right angle when making a turn. Well, it looks like I've run through the slides. As I said, these weren't the most interesting slides, but I thought I'd send them to you anyway, because I just don't like to keep these here. They get dirty and lost, and I really never look at them, and it's much better that you keep them. So I'll talk a little bit on the other side, and